at the top, does that mean the first item or not? A lot of stuff is on the top of the agenda.
Well, the first action item, it would come after agenda approval, minutes, the acknowledgments.
Right.
Then it would be
Fine.
The Finance Committee. Okay?
Fine.
All right. So is there any objection to that?
I just had a comment, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm on the stack before.
I don't know All whether right. we're going to be going into a continuation meeting or a new regular meeting. It does sort of throw a little sticky wicket if we don't actually have it on tonight's agenda and we go to a continued meeting, then we're not able to put it on the agenda.
Stack.
Okay.
So
I
think it might be more proper to actually put the hour on the agenda this evening, although it does look we won't get to it tonight, so that in the event that we decide to make the continued meeting, we won't have an awkward problem putting something new on the agenda when you can't do that with a continued meeting.
Sean is next.
Okay, so Luzette is next.
I just hope to God that there are listeners listening to this comedy show. We spent nearly an hour dealing with two matters that had no right to be dealt with, and now the same people are asking for us to stay up. What time is it here? 9 o'clock. 1 hour on a matter. Who is this? Who is this?
Susan.
Okay.
What do you
All
mean?
Right.
Let me speak, please. Yes. I am saying to put an hour on top of what we're doing here now does not take into consideration those of us who have to be out of our beds by 5 o'clock in the morning. You should have been thinking about this before you wanted one to put something else on the top of the agenda tonight and now telling me you want an hour.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, thank you, Lisette. Okay, we have two...
Point of order, my foot.
We have two separate motions here. Both of them are basically accepted and seconded. The one is to give the Finance Committee 1 hour on this agenda in case it's we continue this meeting.
Chair, I'd like to speak to that. Madam Chair, I would
yes.
suggest to our members that they make sure that we get some work done and that this is not a continued meeting so we can then put it on the next agenda. You know, that is an alternative here. And if we stop wasting time playing games, we might be able to do that.
Oh,
get some work done
good.
And
okay.
not... Con-
sure.
Excuse
any,
me.
Any objection to adding an hour, having the Finance Committee on this agenda be 1 hour long? Hearing no objection, we're going to have it be 1 hour long on this agenda. Then... Is there any objection to the other motion, which is on a separate agenda, if we should have in the next meeting of a separate agenda, that this would be the first action item on the agenda and it would be given an hour?
Fine. You've covered all bases, Madam
okay.
Chair. I appreciate that.
Is there any objection
talking.
To that? These are two separate motions. Hearing no objection, that is passed. Now.
Great. This is Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, so one thing that when I'm back on the affiliates director interviews and everything, we had talked on the coordinating committee, and it came up that our incumbent candidates might not need a lot of time to talk to the PNB since we all know them very well. I'm wondering what people think. What I have scheduled for tonight is the three new candidates. It would be really great to have all the interviews done tonight. So do the incumbent candidates want to have the same amount of time? I've told these people that they would have 20 to 30 minutes, and I think that we need to take that long because we're asking them into our family and they haven't done it before and we want to find out who they are. Do Afia and David want to be interviewed the same way?
Okay, David and Afia, I will recognize you for a moment if you wish to speak. Do you have an opinion? Respond
to
Wendy.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Dave.
Yes.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hi.
15 or 20 minutes. It depends on what questions the PNB members have.
Okay, so you do want to do it.
Well, it's up. I think there should be 10 or 15 minutes if there's a need for it.
Joe, didn't we decide in the coordinating committee that we should be fair in
That's
time
right.
allotment and not, I believe we decided to give equal time to all candidates, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
do you remember that?
I think on the coordinating committee we said that we would offer it to the two present affiliate directors, and if they wanted the same amount of time, or I imagine whatever amount of time they wanted up to the amount that we're giving the other candidates, that they could do it. Or,
oh, okay,
or
thank you.
Decided.
Thank you. All right, so Ifea, what do you say?
Well, frankly, I think it's more up to the PNB members whether or not they have questions. So I'm prepared to make myself available, and to the extent of the I'm used by my colleagues to ask.
Okay, okay. Well, actually, if I could just continue then. I mean, so what I guess I want to know is, should we do that tonight, or would we do that at the next meeting? And I would like to also say to the PNB that this happens every year at this time when we find that we have so much to do before the next term starts that we end up having a bunch of meetings, and this is also December where things get really out of control with holidays and everything. And so I would suggest to this board that we don't have to wait until next Sunday to have a meeting, that we probably will be ending up scheduling a few in the middle of the week. Looking at the calendar right now, I can see that Tuesday's open, Friday's open, Saturday's open, Sunday's open. So anyway, do people want to do these all tonight? Could we do that, get it over
okay.
with, and then we could start the argument about how we're going to vote?
Point of information.
Okay, the first thing is, this does pertain to the agenda. It is now 6:13 p.m.
This don't make sense.
It's 6:13 p.m. on the West Coast. So it's 9:13
yeah.
on the East Coast?
9:13.
Yeah. Okay, and the cutoff point for this meeting is 11 p.m., right? For both meetings, we have a closed session scheduled. Ricardo, do you happen to be on this call?
I'm on the call.
Okay. Can you please tell us if there's a pressing issue that you need to bring it to us in closed session tonight?
Yes. There's a couple of items that won't take very long, maybe 10 minutes, that are pressed that are tonight. And then there's a couple of other matters that I wanted to discuss with the board on pending and potential litigation. That can wait, but if there's time, I'd like to speak to the board about it.
Okay, so the absolute minimum would be 20 minutes then for closed session tonight. And the latest I would say that we can have this open meeting continue to is 10:35 p.m. Eastern Time, which is about 1 hour and 15 minutes from now, 1 hour and 20 minutes from now. Is that understood by the board?
We could always to extend.
Pardon me?
We could always vote to extend. If it's pressing, then we'll vote to extend. I don't think that's a problem to hear what Ricardo has to say.
Wendy?
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, it sounds like to me like we should that we can't do the that we should just go ahead with our three candidates that we already have scheduled that are waiting for us right now to stop doing this. I've told them that they would each have 20 to 30 minutes. So I'd like this board to decide if it's 20 or 30 minutes first, and then I'd like to vote to do it. I mean, just not vote, but start doing it.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I move that it be 30 minutes per candidate. three candidates.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm moving because of the time and everything, and we are dealing with smart, intelligent people, both here on the board and the candidates.
Yeah.
Let it be 20 minutes.
Okay.
He has to adjust his mic.
Okay.
I would like to make an amendment to that and make it 20 minutes.
We heard you.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Thank
you.
That's
much better, though.
You might want to turn down a little bit. It's really, really loud.
Okay. Sean is not in his own home.
Yeah, I'm in an office, guys, and I'm not using a phone I'm familiar with. I apologize for that.
Okay. So is there a second to Sean's substitute motion?
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So is there any objection to having the interviews be 20 minutes each? Hearing none, that substitute motion passes. We
point of information?
To... Yes.
I don't think it's a... I am assuming that the affiliate directors currently on the board will leave the call when they're not being interviewed, or am I to assume that all five affiliate directors will be present during the interviews of the other?
This is Wendy?
Go ahead, Wendy.
I'd like to answer. This is an open meeting, so it's all being streamed, so all of the candidates have been given the opportunity to listen. I think that, of course, as part of this board, the incumbent directors can listen on the phone instead of being asked to remove themselves from the phone, but at the same time, it's very clear that they're not going to be voting on themselves or any of the other directors, so...
Well, nor asking questions, correct?
There's not going to be enough time for everybody to ask questions, so I'm sure, I imagine, if our incumbents want to ask a question, they could email it to somebody else, and they can decide whether to ask it or not.
Okay. So we're going to be interviewing them 20 minutes each. We still need to... We have a motion on the floor to accept the agenda... actually, we need to redo that because we've added things to this agenda. Is there another motion?
I thought it was adjudicated.
Accept the agenda as amended. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we'll continue. The next thing on the agenda is actually acknowledgement. Are there any acknowledgments?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we forego the acknowledgments or all of the perfunctory things we do in order to get on with these interviews.
All right. Is there a second to that?
Okay. Hold on. Well, we got to get them on the phone first.
Okay. So why don't we get them on the phone and we'll have acknowledgments. Is that okay, Sean, and whoever seconded that?
Oh, that's fine. I just want to get to the interviews. Thank you.
We'll keep it short. It just takes a little few minutes of prep to
get
the directors on.
Can I ask a point of information? How long is this going to take? The entire thing.
The entire thing. The maximum it could take is 20 minutes times five candidates.
An hour and 40 minutes.
An hour and 40 minutes.
Thanks. I'll be off the call for a few minutes.
Okay.
Great.
All right. So, any acknowledgments tonight?
Yeah, this is George.
Go ahead, George.
I want to acknowledge the outgoing board members at KPFT. I don't know the others at the other stations, but appreciated the work that they've been doing, the time they put into it, the commitment they have to making the radio station work and to have it be functioning as a progressive voice on the air. And I just want to acknowledge all those people who are going off the board for the work that they've done.
Okay,
Nia?
Thank you, George.
Terry.
Nia?
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
And Wendy.
Yeah, I would like to offer condolences to Dancy, engineer WBAI whose brother was shot to death. So I'd like to offer family condolences and also to... give a shout out to Lynn Stewart, who's still in captivity and is staying strong.
Thank you, Nia. That's very, very sad. Sherry?
Yes, I want to acknowledge Bonnie Simmons, who will be departing from the TMB and the KPFA LSB. She has devoted enough time to board governance, both locally and nationally, to constitute a second full-time job, of which she has many first-time jobs. And I also want to acknowledge her years in radio and her position in the world of music and radio as an icon, and I will miss her input into this board and the local station board, but I look forward to her continued contribution to our community musically and in every other way.
Thank you very much, Sherry, but did I die?
Well, I thought you had.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Wendy.
Go do the next one first, and then I'll come.
I think you were.
This is Sean. I got some acknowledgments.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
I'd like to acknowledge all those members of this PMB who are leaving, who are termed out. I appreciate all your hard work. I know that we haven't always agreed, and we've really banged heads a few times, but I know that you in your hearts felt you were doing the right thing, and I do appreciate all your time spent on this board trying to make Pacifica a better place. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean. Wendy?
Yeah, what?
In response to that, I'm just going to say thank you very much, but you're going to have us until January 30 or 29th. So
I look forward to it.
Plenty of times to butt heads between now and then. So what I wanted to acknowledge was the Pacifica Radio Archives and their wonderful fundraiser programming that we had. I don't even remember the date now, but I also wanted to add to it a challenge and ask the directors, have you all made a pledge to PRA? I didn't do mine that day. I wasn't able to listen. I didn't do mine that day, but I'm going to do it now. So I hope that the rest of you will consider, and well, probably, I'm sure a lot of you already have made a pledge to PRA, but they've been just doing incredible work and getting more grants. They have a recent grant that they got to preserve the wonderful history that is Pacifica. That's why we're all here. So anyway, thank you to PRA, and make your pledge.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
And is the first candidate ready, nominee? Wendy, John? David,
you know,
Carlson,
I was just kind of assuming that John was listening, was going to bring him on. So I don't, he probably has... lots of things going on, so let me just call John real quick.
John, are you on by any chance? Okay. All right, well, let's take another acknowledgement.
Can I acknowledge people?
Sure.
This is Andrea.
Okay,
Andrea,
go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to acknowledge all of those who have served on the KPFA, local station board who are leaving us now. Thanks for all the hard work. I also like to acknowledge those that... who remain with the legal meeting that we had this last Saturday to welcome all of the new members who are on board now, and look forward to working with them and Pacifica in the future. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other acknowledgments?
Wait, I heard somebody join us. Is that John?
No, I think that's AC talking.
Okay, I'm going to call him.
Okay. All right, any other acknowledgments?
This is Ethea. I'd like to make an acknowledgement.
Go ahead, Ethea.
I would also like to acknowledge the outgoing board members. And I would especially... like to express my appreciation and admiration for Grace and Laverne and the steady hand that they brought to the network and the foundation over the past 12 months and the success that they've had in raising BAI. I think that is extraordinarily noteworthy, and it ensures the health and well-being, continued existence of the station and of the network and of the foundation.
Thank you, Ethea.
Jamie?
Jamie, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to acknowledge all the members of the National Finance Committee.
Yeah,
which
really.
Which has been meeting every week,
well,
more or less, for a couple of exceptions since late August.
Hi, David here.
Okay, so I'll end there. Okay, thanks. But
thanks,
never
thanks.
Before has there
awesome,
been those
David.
Calls to get to this point.
Okay,
David, thank you for joining us.
Hi, David.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
Thank you very much for being here. I'm Grace Aaron. I'm the chair of this board. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us about yourself, and then we'll ask you questions.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome.
So maybe I'll just talk a little bit about my background and myself just very briefly. I'm originally from Argentina. My name is David Packman. I've lived in Massachusetts since 1989, and I went to undergraduate and graduate school in Massachusetts. I went to the UMass for undergraduate and Bentley University in the Boston area for graduate school, where I did an MBA. I first became involved in community radio while I was an undergrad at UMass. There was a new LPFM station forming in Northampton, Massachusetts, WXOJ, and which is a Pacifica affiliate, and I got involved with them before the station was a real station, and I'm still involved today. That's where I do my program, Midweek Politics, which I started in August of 2005. And to be honest, it was my first experience really in radio, other than a little bit of time at a college station. And the show was kind of a disaster at the beginning. I had no idea what I was doing. I was basically rambling for an hour about national politics with no rhyme or reason or anything. The show kind of evolved over the last, well, it's been over 4 years now into what it is today, which is it's a weekly political talk show. It's on 25 community radio stations and 15 public access TV stations. And we have a producer now, a couple of interns, and the guests on the show have been great, especially recently, Senator John Kerry, Ralph Nader, Dennis Kucinich. So it's been an incredibly rewarding experience for me. My other involvement in non-commercial media and non-profit community media has been I'm on the board of the local public station here in Northampton, which is Northampton Community Television. I've been on the board there for some time. I've also been involved in a lot of local political media events. Just recently, we had a mayoral election here in our area, and I chaired and moderated what was the largest mayoral debate in 20 years with 15 different local media organizations, including bloggers and local radio and TV stations. In terms of board experience, as I mentioned, I'm on the local public access TV board. I'm also on the board of a local young professionals organization called the Northampton Young Professionals here in Northampton, Massachusetts. And that has been a very different experience than being involved with a media organization, but has been really interesting to work on a very different type of board with different type of people than you would have at a local radio or TV station. I think that my diverse background, being from Argentina, has been a good help to me in working on these boards, often just having a different perspective and being able to just engage with people in different ways has been useful, and definitely also having some business experience and managing people have been just all useful things when chairing committees and so forth, which I like to, you know, get as involved as I can. I think that is kind of a little bit of a background of me, so I'll open up to questions.
Thanks, David. Who has questions for David?
I have one, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Bonnie.
I just wish that you could maybe speak a little bit about what you know of Pacifica and the mission and of our governance system here?
Sure. Well, I've been I've been involved with Pacifica for basically since the beginning and have been interchanging with different producers and station managers, and also people like Ursula working on different projects, so on and so forth. So I like to think I know at least a fair amount about Pacifica, although I'm sure not anywhere near everything there is to know. I'm familiar with the sister stations and affiliate stations kind of infrastructure that exists, and I'm relatively familiar with the different types of programming that are available on Pacifica. I certainly have kept up to date with when there have been big changes or elections at Pacifica. Is that the kind of the type of thing that you're asking about?
Certainly. However you interpret it is fine.
Sure. So obviously I think Pacifica is a great organization. Otherwise I wouldn't be on this call right now and wouldn't have been involved in producing programming and helping other producers at our station and others get shows together and distributed out. I think that increasingly so, I mean, just recently we heard about Comcast and NBC now together will essentially control about 20% of all the TV programming that's around. So I think that in terms of independence and journalism and real journalism versus what we often get from mainstream media, I couldn't be more in line with the mission of, and values of Pacifica.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question, Grace.
Sean, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Mr. Pacman, welcome. And I'd like to know, do you have any ideas on how how Pacifica could expand our reach through the affiliates?
Expand the reach to whom? I guess I'm not totally sure I understand.
To everybody. I mean, you know, we have five sister stations and something like 130 affiliates, but I know, like, in the Midwest we're lacking, in Detroit we're lacking. What would you do to help us expand the reach of Pacifica, whether it's through affiliates or, you know, another sister station?
Sure. Well, so I do a lot. My, I guess, day job, so to speak, is I do marketing consulting, and a lot of it is for media organizations and a lot of internet marketing. I think that there's a couple of things that come to mind right away. One is that hopefully with the favorable LPFM legislation that I've actually worked with Senator John Kerry's office.
Yeah, clarify that for us. What is that? Those acronyms throw us a little bit.
Sure. So LPFM, low power FM, it's a kind of quick step registration of an FM station that's far less expensive and requires a lot less time and infrastructure to get a station going that's available through the FCC. The current rules restrict how close on the dial stations can be from commercial stations. And the idea is that there's LPFM legislation that is pending, and the last I heard, it looks like it's going to happen, which would expand the number of stations that can register by making it okay for new stations to be closer on the dial to commercial stations. And John Kerry, who I believe it's the, not the Commerce Committee, I forget which committee he chairs, but he can very easily move this forward. If that happens, I think that it's several thousand new frequencies that would be opened up. And I think especially in areas that you mentioned, like the Midwest, where there's typically really, really large stations with a really broad reach, that legislation could make it very easy for a lot of new stations to be formed. So I think that planning and some kind of outreach that coincides with that would be a great idea. And also thinking about more internet and social media marketing. I know that a lot of individual shows are very active on Twitter and on Facebook and those types of outreach, but I don't see too many Pacifica stations that active on those networks. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there, too.
Thank you.
Okay, who else would like to ask David a question? Anyone else?
If nobody else has a question.
Wait, Wendy, I have one.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
Sorry, I was on mute. And I know since I was kind of coordinating this that I just, well... David, did you get a chance to listen to any of the PNB meeting before you came on?
Not today's, but I've listened to and watched on YouTube previous meetings.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that's excellent, because I just wanted to ask if you're prepared for a certain level of frustration. One of the things that, you know, we're all here because of the amazing potential, but we do have some conflicts when going forward with are they five stations, is it a network, and if you would have heard the beginning of this meeting tonight, I don't know if you would have been on the call later now, you know. So that's all I was just wondering, is if you had any experience listening to how this organization works, and if you had any ideas on how to make it not so frustrating.
Sure. Well, I definitely am in tune to the fact that it can sometimes be frustrating work. And certainly I've followed a lot of the different conflicts, I guess, over the years, just kind of from an outside perspective. I mean, I think that in the board roles that I've been involved in so far, I've been really successful. I guess one of my main goals at the beginning was certainly not to add to any dynamic that may exist of frustrating other people, kind of being sensitive to the fact that boards can often take that on, and just trying to be have my presence be as productive as possible rather than as unproductive or frustrating as possible. And so far, I'm happy with the success that I've had. On one of the boards where I sit, I also chair a couple of committees, and I've been successful so far in making sure everybody's as included as they want to be, and that it doesn't take on a dynamic that can be frustrating or just push people out or make people not feel that they want to be involved. Every board is different, of course, so I welcome it in the sense that I know that the frustration can be there on any board, and I'm aware of it, and I welcome it.
Well, thank you so much for stepping up. If I could just add this, Grace, I just wanted to say I didn't realize that you were from the Northampton station, but I my husband and I actually went there for the barn raising with Prometheus to build this radio station. We had an amazing parade. We sat there sweating all weekend. I didn't meet David or anything, but it was just, you know, very cool to see a new radio station be born and be part of it.
It was, and we're still on the air.
yeah, I know. Good.
On the staff?
Susan? Jamie?
Okay. Susan and then Jamie.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple of quick questions. One is, what committees would you want to serve on and why? And the second one is, and understanding that you all love Ursula and so forth, what are the things that Pacifica might do better to build a relationship with affiliates?
Sure. Okay. As far as committees, I would be flexible. I wouldn't say that there's a specific committee that I would or wouldn't want to work on. I mean, in my previous work on boards, I've worked on everything from things that are way out of what I would have considered my areas of expertise, like, I don't know, fundraising, for example, years ago, to kind of marketing, which is kind of more my sweet spot, I guess you could say. I would be completely open to being on a committee that Pacifica needed either somebody new or some high energy thoughts or whatever. I would be very flexible. In terms of bettering affiliate relations or increasing the number of affiliates or kind of growing that, I think that making some of the station managers that I'm in touch with that air my program, a lot of times feel that they don't have all of the resources that maybe could be made available to them, and not resources that would require additional money being spent, but just in terms of somebody checking in with them or somebody being available for a technical question or just some kind of very day-to-day things that, as it relates to my specific show, I try to support or one of our interns does. So I think maybe thinking about what would make the affiliates and the stations really feel that there's someone very specific they can turn to and get good answers in kind of a good short time frame might be a good way to think about it. I think there's probably a lot more ideas I would have. I'm just not articulating them too well, I guess, right now.
Yeah.
Okay, next person is Jamie.
Okay, thank you. First, let me say thank you, David, for coming forward and being a candidate for this position. I have two questions for you. One, what do you see as Pacifica's biggest challenges at this point in time? And two, are you familiar with working in an organization which is in financial distress?
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll handle maybe the second one first. I am familiar with working in an organization which is in financial distress. I mean, our WXOJ is always in financial distress. And I think at any point we have... we're 10 days away from going off the air forever. So certainly I'm familiar with being in those situations and kind of the day-to-day of what that's like. In terms of challenges, I think that without turning into kind of like a radio apocalypse type of person where the end of radio is near because of the internet, I think that some of the new ways that people consume media are definitely big challenges. Podcasts, ways to skip over underwriting or commercials, which is not as big of a thing for Pacifica, but a lot of stations do have underwriting, of course. I think that kind of the new media is a big challenge to regular radio, but I think that it also presents a lot of good opportunities. I mean, I've worked with clients where just because things are being done in a different way doesn't mean it can't be capitalized on. And I think that with Pacifica, you know, AudioPort is absolutely great. And if there was an additional resource that would maybe facilitate taking advantage of the fact that a lot of people are just downloading a podcast and listening later. I mean, I know with my show, we're on a total of 40 stations, and I think that still 60 or 70% of the total audience is just downloading a podcast later on and listening to it on their own time. So I think that the biggest challenge is probably new media and the different ways people are listening to the radio and consuming content, but that it's not the end of the world. It can kind of be harnessed and used to the advantage as well.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay. George, are you still keeping time?
It wasn't me. It was David.
Oh, David. I'm sorry. That's right. David. David, are you out there keeping time? Dave?
Grace, this is Jamie. I think you have 3 or 4 minutes left.
Okay, so we have time.
I'm out here, yes. There's 4 minutes left.
Okay, great. We have time for one more question.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, David. I'm Carolyn Burden from WBAI, and
hi.
Thank you very much for coming on. I heard you allude very briefly to your work, your day job, I guess, and in marketing, is it? And I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about that and how you think your expertise in that area could help Pacifica.
Sure. Well, to give kind of a quick summary of what I do, I work with a couple of other people, actually friends of mine from elementary school that I still am in touch with. We have a marketing and video production company that does work with a number of different types of clients, everything from doctors to massage therapists to larger manufacturing companies. And we do everything from video production to podcast, promotional material, online marketing, so on and so forth. One of our biggest clients is actually the Tom Hartman program, which I worked, after meeting Tom last year, I worked with Ursula and with Tom to create a non-commercial version of his show, which is now available on Pacifica and airing on more stations every month, as well as a community access TV version of his show. So Tom has been one of our bigger clients, and then, of course, there's a long list of others. And I think that my expertise from that would translate to my work with Pacifica really very directly. I mean, a lot of the work we do is with... Oh. Did anybody else hear that?
Yes.
Yes, that was awful. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully
so
it won't repeat.
I think the work translates very directly. I have a lot of experience working on with different types of people in small and larger groups. A lot of the experience is directly related to media, and we've worked with a lot of nonprofits. So in short, I think that it would translate in a very direct way.
Well, thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
We're going to be going on to the next candidate now. So
great.
Wendy will be the person who will contact you after we get
that sounds great.
Make our decisions. Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks for having
thank
me.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Our next candidate is?
Is Jim Bennett, and I don't know, I don't think he's probably on the call yet. We need, because since we don't know when they're going to end, we can't, right, he's ready. Hello?
Hello, this is Jim.
Oh. Hi, Jim.
All right, tell Wendy to shut up.
Okay, Wendy. All right, so Jim, you'll be given about 20 minutes first to introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself and why you feel you want to be on our board. And the next thing is that's about it. And then questions and answers from our board members. So you can start. Tell us about yourself, Jim.
Sure. I'll try to be brief because I know you guys are running behind. I am also getting an echo back, so that'll make it harder for me to talk, but that's okay. I have involved with Pacifica for a very long time, going back to 1980 when I was a volunteer at KPFA in Berkeley, and then becoming part of the paid staff in 1981. As production director of the station, then moving on to operations director, and then eventually to station manager.
Sure.
Also was a programmer, and throughout the entire time, also an engineer for the station, and also worked with the national office in terms of providing technical direction before John Almella came on the scene. So it really has been a kind of lifelong, as far as I'm concerned, love affair with Pacifica. I feel as if Pacifica is always with me, and I care very deeply for it. I'm very enthused and excited about your decision to hire Arlene Engelhardt, who has worked at WMNF, where I am now, as general manager. And I'm very enthused about what she will be bringing to Pacifica. And that was one of the reasons that made me think it would be a good idea for me to continue my contributions to Pacifica as perhaps an affiliates director. I feel that I have, with my great history at Pacifica, I feel like I bring a lot to the table. Not only from my experience and background as an engineer and also a manager, but also from my perspective as someone who is now associated with one of the strongest of the Pacifica affiliates and one of the affiliates that has, over the course of the last 10 years, cared the most about the direction of Pacifica and has been very involved with our late manager, Vicky Santa, who was one of, I believe, the original affiliates directors, in terms of trying to help Pacifica. I want to continue in that tradition.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Okay.
Now we'll take a stack for people who'd like to ask Jim questions. Who'd like to be first?
This is George. I'll ask.
Go ahead, George.
Jamie would like to be on the stack.
How do you see Pacifica and the affiliate stations working together to increase listenership for both?
Well, I think it's not only a question of exchanging of programming, it's a way of looking at what is successful at our station here at WMNF and how we can share that kind of information if we do have the ability to increase audiences. We need to share that with one another. It really is a two-way street, but it involves a lot of back and forth, I believe, because it is a very important time for community radio, and the challenge of growing an audience at this point is more critical than ever before.
Thank you. Jamie is next.
Hi. Yes, let me say first, thanks, Jim, for putting forward your candidacy. And my question is, what do you think is the biggest challenges that Pacifica faces right now, and what has to happen for Pacifica to be able to effectively meet these challenges?
Okay. Well, I will answer that by, first of all, saying that I am not really privy to everything that's going on in Pacifica right now. I, look on with great care and I do worry about the network, but I do think that what I do know is that one of the primary concerns is a financial one, but that's a concern throughout public radio and community radio in general in this economy. I know that's a huge challenge from an affiliate viewpoint. We are also worried about the strength of Pacifica's programming and wanting it to definitely resume its leadership role that it has had for many years in that regard. And I definitely think that being able to have on the board level some good discussions about programming direction for the network, for the stations, and for the affiliates is a great way to go in terms of getting as many people involved as possible with the sharing of ideas in that regard.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
All right, who would like to ask the next question?
Grace, I'll be happy to.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Mr. Bennett. This is Sean Casey O'Brien from KPFK. And, you are a unique person in that you have been part of the Pacifica family. And as you know, Pacifica is mired in politics galore, factions and everything. How did you survive it from 1980 on? And how do you think it is best, outside of having a tough skin, to deal in such a contested, hotly contested environment?
Well, I think the probably it's the same rule that everybody follows who's currently on the board, is that you have to respect everyone's right to disagree with you, no matter how heated the discussion might be. Realizing the common ground that you have is what's important. That certainly helped all of us at KPFA in the thick of the crisis in 1999, when we were coping, with being locked out of the station, of having our manager fired, and having a very difficult relationship with Pacifica in general at that point. It was, and having our differences in how we tried to help KPFA survive in that regard. We had to many times realize that we were, in fact, on the same page, and that's what helped us go forward. But it really was the love and dedication to Pacifica that got many of us through the period of time, from 1980 on that I was there, and certainly in the last 10 years that I was involved with Pacifica. My time at Pacifica ended last January when I moved here, and I was mostly in the last couple of years just a fundraiser and a programmer rather than anything else. That's basically what I can say. It is definitely a challenge, but you have to really unite around the things for the common good, I think, and realize why you're there in the first place.
Thank you, Mr.
That's what got me through.
Thanks, Jim. Next, who would like to ask the next question?
I'm happy to ask a follow-up question, not with politics, but about the affiliates, if that's all right.
Sure. If there's no one else, anyone else?
Well, I'm sure there's someone else.
Please, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
This is Wendy.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just going to ask the same question that I asked the last candidate. So, Jim, you were given a time to be on the call, and I guess you subsequently found that that time was extended. Were you able to listen to what we were talking about, and are you willing to deal with a lot of really passionate people who care about this organization but might disagree on how to do that, and there's actually some, you know, conflicting things in the bylaws. Are you willing to spend a lot of time where you don't get a lot accomplished?
I'm willing to give it a try. I mean, I was not, after I called in earlier when I realized that I didn't know that if I was allowed to listen or not, so I got off the call when it sounded like you were still dealing with the agenda, because I didn't know if I was supposed to be able to listen to that or not. But I've been around Pacifica for a long time. I went to a lot of very contentious board meetings when I was national board meetings when I was the station manager. I have seen the instances of work not getting done as quickly as people would like. I have experienced and shared that frustration, but I believe that, you know, having energy from the outside, and with the affiliates directors especially, is very important to help try to get things on track if that can, in fact, take place. I think that the affiliates director needs to give Pacifica the perspective of how things are working at other stations and other boards. We have a great board here at WMNF. I'm very proud of the amount of work that they do and the way in which our relationship is between the station and the board. And I feel that being able to share that kind of experience with the Pacifica National Board will be a good one for the board itself.
Yeah, for what it's worth, we've had some great expertise come from the affiliates directors on this board since I've been on it. I'm retiring this year after 5 of the last 6 years. So, Jim, can I just ask, how long have you been there at MNF now?
I started last January. January 7th was my first date, so I guess it's 1 month short of 12 months. So.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you being here.
Sure. Thank you.
Question. This is Susan.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, and thanks, Sean, for stepping aside for others to ask the questions if others have them. My question is this. I'd like to agree with Wendy. I think some of the most valuable contributors to our board come from the affiliates because you run stations, and that's incredibly valuable experience for us. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing Pacifica now, and how would you work to address those, particularly in participating in PNB committees?
Well, I know that committee work is very critical to the organization, and I'm willing to participate fully in that regard as much as it takes. I do, you know, have obviously my first commitment is to WMNF, but I do believe that if I concentrate my work in some of the committees that people would want me to be on, I would be more than happy to do that. I again think that some of the big challenges that face Pacifica, in addition to the financial one, is definitely being able to. Which is another area that's I feel I have a lot of experience in, is in terms of moving forward technically. I feel that with everything that's going on, it sometimes slips through the cracks about trying to be in as many forms of media as is humanly possible in as inexpensive ways as can be conceived. And I feel that really, you know, working closely with John Almella and others to shore up the network in terms of having a leadership for community radio is a very, very important task for Pacifica in order to, you know, not only attract new listeners, but also to have younger journalists involved is a big challenge for the network. But part of the key to that is unlocking the technical avenues for them to grow into.
So
I guess
Carolyn?
I'm done for now.
Okay, very good. Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Carolyn Burden from WBAI.
Oh, hi, Carolyn.
How are you?
Good.
But I have a question about the Affiliates Task Force. Have you worked with the task force, and how do you see the task force working with the board and with the affiliates? What do you see as the task force role, and have you had experience with the task force at all?
Well, I have worked with Ursula for a number of years. I have not... I participated on one conference call this past fall, but I really haven't done much in the last few years. So I'm not really sure, you know, what the current priorities are of the task force. Once upon a time, we did put together a technical conference for Pacifica, which was the first of its kind, and that came out of what we were working on then. When I, you know, that was back in. Maybe 2003 or 2004. So I can't really comment on much beyond that. I mean, I do think it is absolutely necessary to have as large a field of people involved with various different kinds of expertise that they can bring to Pacifica. But I can't really give you anything concrete in terms of my involvement with it in the last couple of years. So.
Okay. Who else would like to ask a question?
Wendy, can we find out how much time we have left?
We have 4 more minutes.
Okay.
So was that Billy Ray?
Yes.
Go ahead, Billy Ray.
Jim, I heard you say that you were involved with Pacifica in the early 80s. How do you feel about the mission and the responsibility for content control and programming within Pacifica?
Well, I feel strongly that the mission of Pacifica is really the foundation by which all of community radio is built upon. I feel that mission-driven programming is very important for Pacifica's identity in terms of it being able to survive. I'm not really sure how well it's fulfilling that right at this particular point. But I think that those of us who are on the outside looking at Pacifica are wanting Pacifica to become strong again, and part of that is through the multiplication, if you will, of that mission that goes back to the beginning of Pacifica. And I feel that the board and also Pacifica affiliates everywhere need to... emulate, and many of them are successfully at doing that, but need to emulate the model that Pacifica has created. And I feel that that can, in turn, revitalize Pacifica as well. So it really is about doing your best to make sure that that people understand the mission who work at Pacifica, and that people who... find out about Pacifica are clear in terms of what the mission actually is.
You know, I think you were involved with Pacifica when the responsibility for content and programming changed from the individual who was licensed by the FCC as a first, second, or third class radio telephone operator and given to the corporations or companies that own the communications outlets or radio stations. And, you know... What do you feel about that change in the responsibility that was thrust upon Pacifica?
Well, I feel that, you know, again, it's up to the foundation as a whole to continue to exist as it always has, again with you know, mindful of whatever rules and regulations change in terms of how the broadcast world operates. We have to do exactly you know, what needs to be done in that regard. I do feel that, you know, it's Pacifica's responsibility to figure out how to continue to be the network that it wants to be, regardless of what the regulations are. There is a way to continue and survive, and that's what we've got to do.